Hello and welcome back to Bourbon Barrel Talk. I'm your host, Scott Minton. Today we're shining a spotlight on a local gym, Dynasty Epoxy. They are Kentuckiana's leading epoxy flooring specialist. They transform any of your spaces into stunning masterpieces. Whether it's your garage, basement, or any other living space, they've got you covered. They've been perfecting their craft for over a decade, and with more than 30 years of combined experience on their team, with twin owners Seth and Phil, not only will you receive exceptional service, but you will also receive double the quality. For your free on-site quote, call 502-264-8808. Dynasty Epoxy. Skip the headache. Call the best.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, Daddy.
Oh, yeah. You know we drinking some PC tonight. Welcome back to Bourbon Barrel Talk. We are at the Brock Bourbon Bar.
Oh, you almost failed that one.
I almost did.
Brocken Bar?
Bourbon Bar, whatever. I don't eat Birken.
I actually
I'm like the Swedish chef from the Muppets.
Hey, well, the funny thing is that one of my techs put up a, the thing from Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Says it's Brocken time.
It is Brocken time. Anyway, oh my God, the nose.
Shout out
on
to
this.
The Brocks, though. Oh. Right. Shout out to the Brocks for this lovely PC.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick and Barbara.
I'm about to nose fuck this bottle. All right.
I feel like I should just smack it. I don't want to smack it out of his hand, but.
So
damn, clank that bitch. Sorry. What were you saying, Nick?
Well, I'm about to say, this is. What batch is this?
So this is President's Choice. This is batch number 26. This was aged 8 summers in a barrel.
And then you should have the months on the back.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It is.
It's at least a 1.
102 months. And it is 55.5 ABV, which makes it 111 proof.
Yep.
This is really going to suck after somebody decided to eat some hot sauce.
I can't help that.
I'm still
one.
Hurting.
There's something wrong with you guys. I don't know what's wrong. I'm not even sure we're going to be able to give good, solid, like, tasting notes here. But
I'll be fine on this one.
Do I ever give good, solid tasting notes?
I mean, every now and then you like, throw, like, some nugget nice out there that I'm like, wow, look at Jared. He's, like, growing up and shit.
You know. Morgan, you know, thought I grew up when I had. When I mean, we had a son. And I just.
It's not the
Holy
Johnny
shit.
Tsunami diet.
No, don't put it back.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Oh my God, John may have accidentally. Yeah. I don't know if it was accident.
Here, pour in an empty glass. Of my glass was like double the normal Glencairn. My bad.
Kofi, you want some of this shit?
So
that's good.
Everybody's got. You can probably pour a little bit in one of those other glasses too.
We're good, Johnny.
Yeah. Anyway, so this
we're good.
This is the President's Choice batch 26. Is that what I said?
Yes, batch 26.
So fucking 111. Tits, oh my dude, the nose on this thing. That's what I said, dude. My nose already. Wow.
It's all the great things about, like, you know, OFO 100 and OFO 1910, but just darker, richer, better.
It's like that deep. Dark brown sugar, and you also have that rich caramel.
100%
taste smell in it. This is just nose.
Did you smell it with your nose?
Yeah, I smelled it with my nose.
Scott's over here got it. Dude,
you have no idea. Like, I've got, like, in my entire face in this glass.
Stop getting a chubby off this thing, okay?
Scott's sniffing the gooch over here.
So anyway, like, so baking spice. It's got a little bit of banana. It's got a lot of, like, really, really rich, like, fruit forward notes. I mean,
it's
like
a bit of vanilla in there.
It's got some vanilla. It's got some caramel. The legs on this thing is unbelievable. I mean, like there's strands coming off of it. Like, literally,
on Saturday night.
You are not lying.
I know we disagreed on this before, but I still get that fresh cracked walnut type on the nose.
I I'm not going to disagree on that. Like, I'm getting nuttiness. I don't know that it's walnut. I don't know that it's that dark and rich, but you might be very well right. I'll let Nick dive in, because Nick's usually a little bit better on picking up nutty notes than I am. But
I think as rich as it is, that's why I'm going with the big dog.
I think the sweetness is overriding any type of nuttiness that's sitting out there. Now, to kind of educate the users, do any of you fellas here on the podcast know why it's called President's Choice and what that process is involved with?
I'm pretty sure I do, but I'll let somebody delegate if they want
to. No fucking I can.
No idea?
It's out of my price range to know.
I know probably Scott knows. So,
isn't it picked by the president of Brown-Forman?
So, yes.
Sort of, kind of.
Yes. So what happens is...
I was along those lines.
Because so this was during the time of Jackie Zykam.
Right.
So she was the master taster for Old Forester at the time. She's no longer there.
Right.
But at the time, and what happens is that she will usually pull somewhere between 6 to 8 barrels and say, these are above and beyond the best ones. And then she will take those as possible President's Choice selections. Mm-hmm. And then she will send those samples to the president of Brown-Forman.
So there's actually a step in between.
Oh, there's, well, there's, okay, God. I missed the one
they
step.
They take them to the master, the actual master distiller first. So
oh,
then,
okay, I missed
so
that.
So Jackie will taste them, say, hey, these are our elite barrels. Then they will send them to either, whether it be Chris Morris or whoever they choose that's a master, like, distiller.
Within Brown-Forman.
Within Brown-Forman. They will then taste through them, and they will pick another section of those and say, hey, these are the best four out of those six. And then they will give them to Campbell or whoever, whichever one of the Browns that picked them, and then they will pick their favorite from those.
So 2 cents just based off of that. Why would you go master taster to then master distiller, not master distiller to master taster? So, this is just stupid logic coming in my brain.
So I think master distillers, like, although they're not master tasters, they definitely know what flavor profile they want to exemplify when they are distilling something, right? Like, they know what flavor profile they want to put forward as that brand or label.
Okay.
Right? The master taster just says, this shit's all fantastic. Like, these are fucking glamorous. Like, this is the bee's knees.
Dope,
this is
baby.
These are titties. Like, they're perfect, right? Like, they're titties.
So the other thing the master taster does is that, you know, if you look at those cards or those descriptions of, like, nose, taste, finish, they're the ones that that line out all of the flavors that happen. And you have to understand, well, is that, like, Brown-Forman is one of the few places that actually have master tasters. There's a lot of those little places, such as, like, Limestone, you know, Wilderness Trail. They really don't have master tasters. They just have master distillers making their decisions on exactly what gets released.
Right.
Okay. Are these single barrels or are they a blended?
100%
single barrels.
Single barrel. Okay. So these are the 26. Elite of the elite. And this is, you know, this is the 26th iteration of the President's Choice. So that being said, dive in.
Oh,
nose.
Wait.
What?
So the barrel number 26 means it is the 26th iteration?
It's the 26th iteration.
I'm sorry.
Right. Yes. It's the 26th release. It's not the 26th barrel.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
right.
It's,
my bad.
If it was the 26th barrel that Old Forester had distilled, this would be like fucking 130-year-old distillate.
Well, okay, I'll give you that.
Fuck.
Well, I was thinking, like, you know, like a serial number or whatever has like 80 blah, 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 and
26.
1 2 6 or something like that. I assumed it was
dumb.
Or the 26th barrel they distilled
this
year.
This is the 26th iteration.
So think of this. This is choice number 6 that the president chose to be a president's choice.
Gotcha.
Think of it that way.
They only release one? Year?
Well, usually
it
varies.
There's multiple years.
Is there?
There's
they just released, 44 through 46 or something like that?
Relatively recently, so if people are listening to this podcast, they would understand it if they're local. But they just recently released online only batch 42, 44, and 46.
Mm.
I was actually very lucky. I got batch 46. I did get that.
So my next question is, when was this bottle originally? When did this bottle originally come out?
It doesn't actually say.
It doesn't actually say. I'm going to say 26 probably came out maybe in 2021, 2022.
21, 22, somewhere in that ballpark.
Probably, I'd say late 21, early 22.
Damn.
Be my guess.
Okay. Well, so in my math brain, I'm thinking 26 versus 46 just came out. That's almost half the time ago.
Yeah. But, so, I mean, they reintroduced President's Choice, I guess, was what, at the beginning of 21?
No. It's actually been going for a little bit. I actually looked it up the other day. The first President's Choice came out in 2013 or 2014.
Did it really come out that long?
But they were only doing one or two releases a year.
They were doing one or two a year. You're right. Because the first one came out the year that they opened the Old Forester on Main Street.
Yes.
That's right. Batch 2 came out the following fall.
Yep.
And then it kind of like they were doing basically, like you said, one or two a year.
Fall,
and then all of a sudden when COVID hit, they didn't do any except for, like, I think at the end of 2020. And then it was like boom, 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 boom. Like they were like dropping left and right. And a lot of these are like low yields. Like they're kind of like the High Angel shares. Like they're like, you know.
Well, the High Angel shares can be we assume are batched.
Right. But what I'm saying is these were barrels that they found that were unique, that were tasty, that they really, really
head
thought
and shoulders
were great.
Above everybody else.
But they also were like lower yields. Like they didn't have a ton of yield to them. So
That being said, dive in. What do we got?
A little cookie dough on the nose. Like if you kind of just like waft it. Not, don't stick your nose in there. Just kind of a little waft kind of thing going on.
I'm doing the drive-by.
A little doughiness, maybe.
I don't hate that description. I would equate Rainy that to. I would equate that more to like it's got this like vanilla-y like thing. Not really necessarily doughy.
Dough. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know if anybody else agrees with me on that. I'm more on the vanilla.
I think it's got a chewy tobacco, and that vanilla is kind of sitting underneath of that tobacco.
Johnny coming in with there's the deep pipes there for a second.
There's definitely a tobacco note on that nose.
And strangely enough, I'm getting some a potpourri floral note to it as well.
All I know is the nose on this thing is fantastic.
It's everything you want it to be.
It's hard for me to get past the sweetness that's there. You know, the caramel, the vanilla, the and I actually call this dark brown sugar because there's a difference because that's, you know, heavy molasses going in deep with that. It's just that sweetness and, you know, to me this is what I really enjoy in a bourbon. Getting that sweetness on the smell is so inviting.
This is one you take your time with. You don't slam this one. John.
So that being said, like I took my first pull. The initial pull is definitely like it drinks to proof. Now I'm waiting to taste the second pull to see if it's at.
I drank hot. I ate hot sauce. So
yeah, right. I get it.
I've had two pulls. My second pull didn't drink to proof at all whatsoever.
So, yeah, and that's a possibility. And also could be what I've pre-gamed with. So
and the. You know, a couple of the things I'm getting on there is I'm getting like, it's weird. It's, you know, I'm not trying to hit the high notes. I'm trying to find out those weird side notes. Because, I mean, if you're hitting them, you're getting a little bit of leather. You're getting a little bit of the tobacco. You're getting, you know, that kind of caramel, vanilla-y sweetness. I'm trying to find some of the other stuff. And I'm almost getting kind of like a subtle citrus note that's kind of hiding somewhere on the mid palate.
I don't hate that.
But there's a dark fruit in there while you're saying that. Like it's almost like a cherry esque.
Are we talking about palate or are we talking about
on the palate? On the palate. Yeah, on the palate. Yeah, it's citrusy for sure, but there's like a weird like dark fruit that's tied in there and I can't pinpoint it. I don't know if it's
I was actually let me pregame you here a little bit and just kind of suggest black cherry.
I don't hate that description. No, like I said, I can't pinpoint it. Like to me, it's not a tart cherry.
Yeah,
it's got some richness to it.
But the sweetness isn't coming from the fruity note.
The sweetness is
separate.
Yeah, the sweetness is coming from like those like tobacco-y notes. There's just caramel. A hint of like leather in the finish, and some pepper spice. Like there's some like little bit of like white pepper on the back, the very very finish. Like right where the old uvula is, the old punching bag, the old butter. I know Jared loves that. So,
like a goddamn speed bag, baby.
Ain't lying. But man, this has got so much going on with it.
That's good, man.
The complexity that these PCs offer.
Have you taken a second sip?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to hit my third.
And what proof wise? What'd you think?
I mean, I still think it's drinking closer to proof. I mean, I think it's like in that 105 to 110 range would be my guess. And it's only because of the finish. The finish is strong. Like, I feel like the finish is
the very most pronounced. Prominent point.
Yes. So that's the reason. But that's my point. Like, that's the reason I think that it's drinking closer to proof is because of that finish. I'm used to drinking so many things that when you drink it, you get a little spice up front. You get a mid palate that gives you a little bit of heat sometimes, and then the finish just goes away.
Yeah.
Like, this, like, carries all the way through. Like it's got some nice spice up front. The mid palate's got all the fruit, all the dark sugars. It's got that molassesy baking spice, and then like the finish is just like boom. Like,
I didn't
it's like
make
good.
This connection, but since we're in the Lenten season still, I'm getting a hot cross bun. It's bringing a memory of that.
Like the song?
The Catholic bakery treat.
Yep.
With the hot cross buns, when it's got a little bit of that breadiness that you were talking about earlier, Jared, but it's got kind of a fruity, like just lingering sweetness.
I'm not sure I've had enough of those.
I mean, I get
is there a cinnamon in
they do have spice
cinnamon in them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I can equate the sweetness like whenever you bite into it. I'm not getting much of the breadiness, but the sweetness that can come from a hot cross bun. I see where you're coming up from that.
Yeah.
Kind of that vanilla topping sweetness with a little hint of spice inside the bread.
Do we see that score over there? Sorry.
We do see it.
Yeah. That is with 54 seconds left. 71-64.
You turn off the games.
TV. Sorry. Got to undistracto Jared over here. We got perfectly good whiskey in front of you, and you're worried about what some weird score on a basketball game.
I just keep going back to the nose on it. It gets better the more it opens up and the longer you let it.
I think the vanilla note comes through a lot more.
I'm really trying to get the aeration.
It's like
on
a cream soda. Do you think?
Cream soda?
That vanilla, just the on the nose now, it's like a... Like a vanilla cream.
I think so. I definitely get some vanilla-iness to it. I don't know that I get that cream soda-y / like root beery like sweetness
root beer.
No, but they're equated, right? Like when you think of like cream soda, root beer, like there's a certain like sweetness that comes off that smell, right?
Maybe think of that pump, like the coffee pump vanilla.
I don't even know that it's that. Like
pump vanilla. That's a weird phrase.
I'll pump
hear.
Some vanilla.
I don't, John.
But say
I don't
for anybody
hate
who has
that.
Coffee that like those little flavorings. That's what I'm talking.
I don't
about.
Hate that at all. The problem is there's so much more. There's a little bit of ethanol that I get with it, and there's a little bit of darkness that I get with it. That it's hard to get to the cream soda.
Right.
But I don't hate the vanilla-y thought of a cream soda coming from it.
I'm kind of in agreement to you. There's so much ethanol. Like that high alcohol-y, like nose pungent punch that's there, even though there's a lot of sweetness that come with it and there's a lot of like spice, it's kind of hard to grab that cream soda-y type.
Quit yawning. Drink.
I know, listen, I can't help it. That cream soda-y type.
He had too much.
You
can't
handle
it.
But the funny thing is, the more
the
I sniff it, like I'm getting a little bit of like that tobacco-esque like
that's
smell.
What I got immediately, yeah. It's a gentleman's drink. It
100%.
Is, it is something that you break open on those rare days where...
I'm about to say,
you've got your mates around.
I'm about to say, the last time I finished, I had one other President's Choice that I opened, and I finished it with my brother brought a bunch of his firefighter friends over to the house, and they wanted to experience some bourbon drinking, and I had just enough left to fill all their glasses. So it was a good time.
Good for you. That's good. That's a good story. I like that.
Nick is anything but a gentleman and a scholar. He's a good dude. He likes to share whiskey.
He deals with all our dumbasses. So does his wife.
I was about to say, dude.
I don't know that dealing with us
as hard as dealing with his wife.
She's just more vocal about her annoyance of us than Nick is.
We love you, Barbara.
She's over.
We love you, Barbara.
She's over taking care of the peanut gallery.
She's kidnapped someone else.
Except for Kofi. Kofi's still sipping on some peanut whiskey.
I'll say, Kofi hasn't taken a hit of that yet.
A Thai peanut salad. Never heard of that one before.
Thai nut salad.
Don't be tying my nuts to
my nuts.
I don't know. This is such a unique pour. It really is. I mean, that's one of the things I love about the PCs is that there's so much complexity.
What are these retail for?
Do you want to know what they start off or what they are currently?
They started out at $99.99. I think they're $239.99 or $229.99.
$225 was the last one.
Retail?
Yeah, retail.
God bless.
Yeah, the first batch one was $99.99.
The prior to the one that I just recently purchased, last time I purchased one, was like $189. So it's going up in price.
They're paying that president way too damn much money.
Everybody in this room has bought multiple bottles of Ofo recently. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
I've seen it on the secondary. People are asking 600 plus.
Oh, they're going 750, 800,
1,000.
Yeah.
Depending on what iteration, they're locally north of 1,000.
Now 1,000 is for outside of the state because the one thing that is the issue outside of what just happened recently on the online part of things is that typically the President's Choice is a at the distillery gift shop only release.
I feel like Carl poured too much of mine out because I'm empty.
You're just a heavy sipper.
All of you. How dare you accuse me of
I'm out.
Heavy dipping.
I'm out.
100%. I'm 100% a heavy sipper.
I will. Thanks, buddy.
My God.
Sharing is caring.
Yes.
Sharing is caring. The bottle is right fucking there.
I mean, listen, that's Nick's
bottle.
I
don't
want
to be that guy
to
get
right.
Next,
I mean,
don't have
next
to,
bottle. Have to, put the lid on that before it gets too much air to it. We don't want to get too much oxidation in there.
You don't have to dump the whole damn bottle in your glass.
Listen, we know how Johnny is. He poured a half gallon the first time he poured a glass.
I did.
Well, we poured like three glasses off of his glass.
Well, yeah. Well, granted, I will give him the excuses that we're using different glasses this time that are twice as wide as a Glencairn.
By the way, the best glasses you've brought out for us yet.
I wonder who they are.
I think these are the Kentucky Bourbon
Trail
official
glass that is worthy of President's Choice.
This is nice because it gives you all the smellability of a Glencairn, but all the lovely weight of a rocks glass. It's very fantastic.
It's like smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision. You know what smell-o-vision is? When you throw the whiskey in your eyeballs.
Wow. That would hurt.
You know what else hurt? The fucking hot sauce.
I bet it does.
I'm going back to the fact that it smells like a baked goods store. Right. Not that it's anything in particular now, but that it has that general aroma of a baking spice, a sweetness, just that permeates the room. It's good shit.
Scott's well, I got an empty glass. My glass has been empty for a little bit, and it's weirdly that
baked
citrus
goods.
Baked goods and citrus note come out. Off the dry glass,
100%,
a little bit of leather
and
in there.
I mean, I would expect
leather,
like
tobacco.
Well, I would assume that the leather and tobacco would be prominent, but it's not prominent in that. It's there, but
100%
it's not prominent.
But look, you drank that, and look at the. I mean, there's still shit turning off that glass.
You better
drip
a little bit out of there.
It's extremely oily.
I thought that was just from the grease.
Is it an apricot kind of? Like,
talk on mic.
Like, is it an apricot going towards like a very light orange and then kind of bleeding into that apricot sweetness?
See, I'm getting a darker fruit than that, but
see, I don't know what I'm looking for.
No,
for a dark fruit,
I don't hate what your description is, but I would put it closer to a plum than I would an apricot.
Okay.
If you're going to dive into that family, into that like stone fruity dark like stony fruit like type thing. Jared,
you
I
just
know,
made Jared jizz.
I know. I know. God, I hate using that word whenever I'm on the mic with Jared. But
hey,
that
Nick.
Being said, I will tell you right there, that's where I would put that at. I would put it more closer into that plum family
than I would apricot or
peach or any of those type of things. But that's just my opinion.
What's a stone fruit?
God, I knew you were going to say that.
It's been a minute since we've heard that.
It really has been. I'm gonna let that shit slide.
All right.
So, 1 out of 10. What do we got? Rankings.
2.5.
2.5. All right. Good.
I'm just kidding.
Out of 10, probably about. It's between 8, 5, 9.
All right, Johnny.
9.3.
Man, Johnny really likes this. Jared.
I will go with a lovely 8.9.
I'm right there with you, like 8.9. I mean, I think that,
call me a savant.
It kind of does a bunch of things for you. There's still something. It's not quite King of Kentucky, right? Like it's those crazy caramel notes. It's not the crazy like richness that you get from a King. But like, I mean, this has a lot of the stuff that you want from
a solid relaxing.
Course.
When 100%. You're drinking it, you're just kind of chill and enjoying the moment, not in a big hurry.
Sipping on it.
Yeah.
So it was a fresh crack, as our lovely listeners heard.
Right.
I'd love to know
what this tastes like in a week.
Yeah, like a week or something.
We're going to find out, I guarantee you.
Revisit podcast.
Nick's not going to like it, but we're going to find out, I bet.
Stay tuned for part two of the President's Choice barrel number 26.
I guarantee it's going to open up. It's going to get some complexity to it. It's probably going to get a little sweeter.
All that shit's going to
air it. Yeah, absolutely, 100%. As it aerates, it opens up. That's the reason I just kept swirling, because I wanted to get more air into it, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's something about like that aeration and the complexity that comes off that aeration piece.
Even the nose in an empty glass, it's so much stronger and more prolific than a lot of the other bourbons. 100%.
Nick, what else you got you want to open up?
I'm just kidding. He's got plenty. There's no doubt about it.
I would say most of the stuff that I have around here is open outside of probably about maybe just a handful of things that
a shit ton of Huber shit.
Huh?
A shit ton of Huber
stuff.
Yes, yeah. You got a bunch of that stuff.
I'm about to say the couple things that I don't have open yet that I think are more milestone and things I'm just waiting on for to celebrate. Because I don't have a problem with opening up anything that I have here that I have here. And most of you guys know this.
Right. No, 100%.
We have benefited from this clause.
I tell people all the time that the Brocks are some of the most giving, like, open people, you know, to being able to sample and try stuff with.
But sure. A couple things that I have yet to open that I'm waiting for special occasions on is I have a Evan Williams 23, and I'm going to be opening that probably here in about 3 years. And that's going to be for my 23rd anniversary with my wife.
So you've been married for 18 years.
20.
20.
Your math is bad.
I know. I'm being an ass.
I know.
Let's see.
He's the CPA, though.
No, that's the problem.
I mean, not technically a CPA, but he does
numbers.
Yeah, he does.
What if she, you're talking about me? I definitely am not a CPA.
What if she whacks you before you get to the 23 years?
Wax or whack?
Whack.
I love like I say wax. Wax. It sounded wax.
Pulls the old Italian guillotine on him.
What if Nick waxes it first?
He'd be the one to wax.
Freaky, say the nice side.
Do the fuck what?
Anyway, that being said, that's our episode of Bourbon Barrel Talk. About? You want to find it on Facebook, the Instagram, or
what's
the old
Facebook?
X, your mom. Or you can email us any questions at bourbonbarreltalk@gmail.com.
What's gmail.com?
I'm going to kick Jared's ass when this episode is over. Hit the subscribe button, whether you're listening to Spotify, iTunes, or whatever your special
what are those things?
Listening. Recollection is, this is Scott, Johnny Tsunami, Nick, and nobody else that matters. Peace.